day theme between now and Christmas. All I want to do is hear Christmas music, and you keep throwing this in my face. You're such a creature of habit. This is one of the most famous. I guess this would be a money. This is a pledge song, in a
yes,
sense,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Friday, December 14th, we'll have for you the top 10 songs on the Sounds of Christmas website later in this hour. Also, the Christmas star of the day, Sybil Gage, will join us as we get into the Christmas mode. You really have to get into Christmas. Not even if you don't celebrate Christmas. Christmas isn't about, and I say this with all good wishes to my friends who think it's all about Jesus. It isn't really. That was the reason for, I suppose, us getting started. That was what I first learned about Christmas. And then I thought, how disillusioning. You find out this isn't his birthday at all. It celebrates the birth of Christ. I guess you can celebrate it anytime,
sure,
right? You could celebrate your birthday today, Richie, even though it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like President's Day. We don't celebrate it on their actual birthday because
that would be
inconvenient because we wouldn't have Monday off.
Right, yeah. Now we've got legislation that fixes all of that.
Right.
All right,
so
we have legislation
that helps us celebrate Jesus' birthday.
Yeah. Okay, so Roberta, I want you to come with me to a neighborhood here in Glendale, California. Glendale is a suburb of Los Angeles, very close to where Jennifer lives, in fact. Mm-hmm. They have a new holiday prank there. A couple of neighbors have been finding, actually this has been repeated 3 or 4 times in the last week or so, a 2-story inflatable Santa Claus has been brought around the various neighborhoods, and so when they wake up in the morning, they find these big inflatable Santa Claus on their front lawn, and their instructions to move it to somebody else's lawn by the next morning. It's the traveling Santa. It sounds like a song. It's the traveling Santa. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So Glendale residents have seen all of this week this prank, but I think it's really kind of neat. It's actually, it wasn't this week. It started the first of the month. Nobody knows where it came from. That is, it just showed up in somebody's lawn one day, and the sign on the back of it says, move this to somebody else's house by the end of the day. So that's what people have been doing. And they move it around. And whoever has the Santa Claus on December 23rd has to keep it until next year.
How funny.
When somebody will start. I think that's a wonderful. It's just
that's
something
funny.
About. Isn't that a feel? That's fun. Sort of feel good, fun stuff. And we need to have more of that.
We used to do that in our neighborhood with bad lawn ornaments.
You did.
Flamingos, little elves and things, and we would, in
flamingos.
The middle of the night, we would decorate person's lawns,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whoever had it, you know, had the charge to redecorate somebody else's lawn.
That's,
so we'd move around the neighborhood.
And before the election, I had some magnetic Romney bumper stickers
right
on our car, and we went over to a friend's house, a very good friend of ours, and they are just all the way 180 degrees opposite of us. They're very, very, very liberal, massive Obama supporters. So I took my little magnet off and put it on their car. And they didn't realize it until after soccer practice the next day. They went to the Whole Foods and realized it coming out of the Whole Foods. And they were so upset at first, but then they started laughing. Well, that magnet sticker has been passed on to every single one of their friends.
Really?
That are all, you know, the liberal and everything. And they just crack up. So after the election was over, of course, I didn't have much need for my Romney stickers.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, can we have the other one? I'm like, yeah, sure, here it is. So they've been, all of their liberal friends are passing it on to each other's car as a joke. And they're having the best time with it.
So nobody
liberal
put like
friends.
A, nobody put like a circle and a line through it?
Well, the joke is, Oh, who would dare put this on my car? I'm not a Romney supporter.
It's
really
okay.
Funny.
Hello.
Have a good time with it. Hey,
poll yesterday at DougStefan.com asks you about regifting. Wow, look at this. 44% of you said you were regifters.
Absolutely.
As you responded to the Doug Stefan poll at DougStefan.com. 42%, however, Roberta, said no. This is very tacky. 7% said, I wasn't a regifter before, but I'm betting I will be this year. And then because people aren't buying gifts, although the business of the stores has been great, actually. Some people say it's the end of the recession, finally, based on Christmas sales so far. And then 7% said they didn't know what a regifter is. So, Roberta, would you like to explain for the 7% of those who don't know what regifting is?
Not only is she the queen of cheap, but she's the queen of regifting.
Well, that's
absolutely
cheap.
You receive a gift, and what you do is you open it up, and you go, oh, my goodness, I would never wear or use or be seen with that in 1,000 years.
Right.
Or I have 27 of them. What am I going to do with this? Or, oh, gosh, another piece of junk for my house. Oh, great, another one of those little, you know, potpourri things or what have you. So what you do is you write down on a little piece of paper who the gift was from, and the date, and you scotch tape it onto
the
gift.
Very bad form to give it back to them.
You have a special bin that is either in your closet or in the basement where you put all gifts, either gifts that you're going to re-gift or gifts that you buy throughout the year for people.
Here comes the important part.
I'm listening.
And then when the time comes when you need a gift or the holidays come around, you go back into that bin and you go, oh, this is the gift that Aunt Clara gave me. Maybe I'll give it to my friend Rich. And then you repackage it, and you make sure you take that little sticker off that says who gave it to you and the date, and you say, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever, Happy birthday. And you send it to that person, and that's regifting.
Mm-hmm.
You take the gift. It's like recycling, but it's
that's
re-gifting.
Smarter than regifting. That's smart regifting because most people don't put the little tag on it says who gave it to you.
And you give it back to the same person who gave it to you.
Or
right.
You give it to somebody. Like, let's say my sister-in-law gave it to me, and then I ended up giving it to my other sister-in-law at Christmas, and my one sister-in-law sees it and says, "Wait a minute, I gave you that 2 years ago."
Yeah.
Not cool. Not cool when that happens. No, no. So that's why that little piece of paper with the information, who gave it to you and when, for what holiday, is extremely important if you're going to regift.
All right,
this is an art style. It's an art, definitely an art style.
The hottest holiday toy for the year. What is it? 800-510-8255. Now, there's two ways to approach this. One has to do with what, in fact, is, and this is a 2020 News Quiz question I'm asking you a little early, the essence of the hottest toy, what's selling out? What is more popular than anything else? Tell us what then. I'll give you a hint. The story about this hot toy is at DougStephan.com, so you can research it there. Or you can just read it. Maybe you know. Or if you have children, you probably know what the answer is, because it's always going to be a children's toy. And every year I ask the same question about this, and it always comes out to be some kind of a toy. So what's the hottest holiday toy for 2012, 800-510-8255. The person with the right answer gets a $150 Pure Attitude pack of wonderful creams and lotions and things for your skin. The hottest holiday toy this year, what is it? Are you surprised? And by the way, if you don't happen to be after this particular toy, what is with you the number one? What do you sense is the hottest toy? And I guess, Richie, you are closer to that because you've got the youngest children.
Yeah.
But don't give away the answers. Wait,
I'm going to tell you, though, how I saved $100 on one of the gifts that we're buying for one of our kids.
800-510-8255 on Good Day. In the meantime, whitening toothpastes, do they work? The things that you buy in those trays and stick it in your mouth, do they work to clean up your teeth? Whitening strips, do they whiten your teeth? No, none of that stuff works. It's a horror show. So we've come upon a way to get rid of that yellow smile, which has kept you from getting a job, kept you from getting a partner. Whitening your teeth is very cool. It's people say, well, is this safe? Is it good to whiten your teeth? Can it harm you? The answer is just the opposite. I mean, if you use those bleaches and some of those other products, it's not good for you. But this product called Power Swabs does not have any bleach. As a matter of fact, it's a patented formula that's removing the stains off of your teeth so they stay white longer. 2 minutes and you're on your way. Best part about Power Swabs is it works after you put it on for 2 minutes. In 5 minutes, you'll see the difference. Call now for your risk-free supply of Power Swabs. The number is toll-free, 800-867-4089. And find out when you are on that line, when you talk to the operator, how you can save 50% off the retail price. Actually, just tell me, listening to Doug Steffen, you get 50% off the retail price of power swabs, 800-867-4089. I think a lot of people understand that this is an appropriate gift to give. Maybe give it to yourself, but try it out. Power swabs, 800-867-4089.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
All right, so what I'm looking for is the hottest holiday toy according to sales at Toys R Us, Amazon.com, Kmart, Target. It costs $54, comes in 10 colors, and a lot of stores have sold out of most of their stock already. So that's giving you a little bit of a hint. 800-510-8255. Yvonne, what do you think the number one, the most desirable holiday toy is for this year?
Well, I would say the Cabbage Patch doll, because that's what it was years ago when my kids were little.
And they're back and they're hot.
Are they? I didn't know they were back and they were
hot. They are, yes.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are for little girls. That's what I was hearing from my friends and their kids and everything.
No, actually, that's not the case here. That's a good guess, though. It's good to... I mean, Cabbage, we all remember what fun they were. I remember having them around. My children liked them. Yeah. But they go back, what, about 20 years, don't they?
They were in the 80s. Yeah, they were in the 80s.
Cabbage Patch Dolls? No, I always thought they were ugly.
But they weren't for you.
My daughters are in their 30s now, but they used to really like that Cabbage Patch Doll back then.
Yep. Well, that's not what we're thinking about, but Yvonne, thank you. 800-510-8255. I will tell you, with regard to these, I said they were $54, but the hottest colors have been bought and now are up for sale on eBay for $1,000. Some of them, depending on the color, $2,500 for this thing that somebody bought. I'm not kidding. Check it out. When you find out what it is, then you'll understand. 800-510-8255 for the prize. What's the hottest holiday toy around this year? It's 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To run through the list of the top songs today. This is a compilation that takes place actually every, I think this is every day. Doesn't he measure this every day?
Yes.
All right. You go to the website, thesoundsofchristmas.com, you will find treatment of songs in a different way. That is, what happens there is you really see what people
it's
are
It's a Christmas radio
preferring.
Station with right. great selection and a great variety.
All right, so this is the number 10 song that's posted this morning at soundsofchristmas.com, Mistletoe by Kobe, is it Calais?
Yes.
I don't know. Is that who it is?
Okay. Yes.
All right, that's number 10. Number 9 is Kate Davis, That's What I Want for Christmas.
What did I want? And I thought, just love me. What I want for Christmas. When I walk through, let them see you need me. Walk through the room, let them see you love me. Love me.
That is. That's number 9. Number 8 is Cam, K-E-M, Merry Christmas, Baby. This is the top 10 list from thesoundsofchristmas.com today. Always not what you hear on all of the pop radio stations.
That's what people like. They give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And
right,
the things that people like.
Yeah. We'll get the answer to our question about the most popular holiday toy in just a moment. First, though, we'll go through this list. Number 7, Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas.
Never seen like a ball.
Yep.
I wish you a brave new year. All I wish pain and sadness.
This is a great
one. Lead your heart and let your road be.
These guys were English, were they not?
Yes, they were.
All right, here's number 6, Casting Crowns.
Christian group.
Bells on is it? Christmas Day. Very popular, okay. Don't know them, but happy for the great Richie. Little Isidore and the Inquisitors. This I like.
Bring a little mistletoe.
Christmas of love.
We'll be hugging, we'll be kissing like two turtle doves.
The best one so far. I like this.
Christmas of love.
Yeah. Now why can't you play me some of these when we come back in and our redrum?
Okay.
Carolyn Sills.
Lord, save me. I'd love to
feel
the day I die.
Why didn't we mention it earlier today? I'm trying
this
to remember.
Is our video of the day.
Oh, that's right. The video of the day.
It's a very
back.
Fun song. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Bill Engvall, Gift Emergency, number 3.
The only news says this report just in looks like another battle retail year. Though our credit's bare, just to show we really care, we run out to the mall and spend some more good cheer. It's Christmas Eve, what's the shopping
gift
store?
Gift emergency.
No
number 2 is NSYNC, The First Noel.
First Noel, the angel.
like this, Richie.
Yes, you would.
And the number one song at the moment on soundsofchristmas.com is Otis Redding's.
Yes.
White Christmas. Very soulful. Dreaming. We'll meet our Christmas star of the day, Sybil Gage, in a few minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, let's get the answer. Let's find out what it is that is number one. What's the best-selling item for children? Deb is in Defiance, Ohio. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, what's the number one item?
Furby.
Furby. Have you bought one? Do you know what it's all about?
I had them the first time around for my kids. I don't have any small kids this time.
Right. It's a robot, sort of fluffy owl, sleeps, dances, talks, eats, learns new behavior, flying off store shelves.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 7.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, our Christmas star of the day. Sybil Gage will join us in a few minutes. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Doug here with the pre-Christmas celebration. This is a response to some callers who are frequently asking for various bits and pieces of music they like the Trans-Siberian Railway. You like that, Richie,
yeah? Yeah, they're very cool.
What about you, Roberta? You like this?
I think she went to see them, actually.
Did she? See, this is the part of this. This has been around for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
This song. Trans-Siberian. What's the other one that Limbaugh plays all the time?
Mannheim Steamroller?
Mannheim Steamroller. They both came in the advent of these two groups. About the same 80s. Time.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Right, late 80s.
Right. Early 90s.
So very good stuff. As we try to put you into the Christmas mood, I thought it was pretty interesting. All of the hoopla that has been created, you know, the story of Santa Claus when he arose such a clatter. When I read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" on the, you know, probably do it Christmas Eve, week from Monday. Santa has kicked the habit in time for Christmas. Story at DougSteffen.com. I'm not talking about the sugar plum habit. His habit of smoking a pipe. The pipe and the tobacco. There's a new book, the version of The Night Before Christmas, which has received attention from some very interesting corners, including the American Library Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics. These people need to get a life. This book, this lady apparently mortgaged her house for $200,000 so she could publish a book that basically is the new way of looking at Christmas. And they use as an example the ravages of smoking and refer to Santa Claus and his pipe. So this is a redo, if you will, of the old Night Before Christmas, the way Pamela McCall sees it. And the mission is because her parents apparently died as a result of the ravages of smoking. My mother did, so I get it.
My father did.
Yep, she sure did. So the line in the original, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, reads, "The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke of it encircled his head like a wreath." And then she edits it, apparently taking out that, and I guess that whole part of it is taken out. And she says she's doing it for the benefit of the children of the 21st century. She included a letter from Santa on the back jacket flap announcing that all of the old, tired business of smoking is behind him. Santa claims that the reindeer are not going to, but the reindeer wouldn't be breathing in anyway because he's behind him. But anyway, it makes for a good story. The reindeer won't have to breathe. The elves don't have to breathe that smoke anymore. But isn't it, in a way, it's politically correct stuff gone awry, some would say. And it's just a story on the other, but it's an example. There are some people who say, shame on you for ruining this wonderful story about the night before Christmas. And then others who say, okay, it's shameful that he smokes because it's so bad for you, setting a bad example for children. So let's get rid of the pipe.
Do you look at smoking a pipe as the same in a story?
Absolutely.
Smoking cigarettes.
If Santa Claus
were smoking a pack of Camels.
Oy.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah. Santa Claus used to drink Coca-Cola.
That's right.
Matter of fact, there are a lot of people who think that
basically
that's how it started.
The vision
started with a Coca-Cola bottle.
It didn't start with a Coca-Cola, but the red suit and the
white beard.
The fat guy with the beard, and that's Coca-Cola ads basically changed,
defined how he looked.
How he looks.
If you
now,
look at the old English portrayal of Father Christmas, the original Santa Claus, it wasn't anything like what you see in the Coke bottle, which is what we've adopted basically here in America
and around the world.
Yeah, pretty much. So this lady wants nothing to do with him smoking anymore. So she's rewritten "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Her name again is Pamela McCall. You can check out the story from today's show at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we meet Sybil Gage here on Good Day, our Christmas star of the day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
Are you kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
On Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 Chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 Chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of ChapStick this year. All in the cough and cold aisle. ChapStick, apply happy.
I jingle jangle and I move in my feet and I rock, bop. I rock on to the Christmas beat. Say, do you jingle jangle jingle? I jingle jangle and I move in my feet and I rock, bop. I rock on with the Christmas beat. Now please don't forget those deployed overseas. Oh, won't you bless their homes and families? Peace, harmony, respect and good deeds. Reaping and sowing and planting the seeds.
There's a bit of the new and original Christmas song from our Christmas star of the day today, Sybil Gage, with whom I have just become Facebook friends, Richie. How do you like them
cool.
apples? Yes. So, Sybil, I hope that you will, we've sort of gone back and forth. You're my friend, I'm your friend, and that's how it works. Nice to have you here. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. It's so very nice to be a Christmas star of the day.
Well, and you're somebody who's come to our attention mostly because of the beat, if you will, because I think that's what we want. I think the most popular, the best, the most successful songs at Christmas time are the ones that are upbeat. Even though your singing career has been a mix of all kinds of different things, explain how you get into this and what you, if somebody were to say,
New Orleans.
Yeah, she's a New Orleans lady. Sybil, your job is to describe your musical career. That's your job.
Well, if you've ever been to New Orleans and heard the music, you know that it's not one particular style. There's a lot of Caribbean influence. There's a lot of jazz. There's a lot of blues. And so, you know, living and growing up in that environment, I do pop tunes. I've written jazz and blues. And one day I was sort of challenged to do a Christmas song, you know, since I've written all these other things, styles. And I wanted to do something upbeat, like you said, and at the time I was living very near Patrick Air Force Base, and I was influenced by a lot of these families that I realized were not going to be together at Christmas time, and so it's sort of the Christmas beat is a pop Christmas tune.
One of the things that I like about you, and I think one of the reasons that we found you is because you're connected to one of our affiliates in Melbourne, WMEL. You, even though that's basically a conversation station, you have a music show on the radio station on the weekend, right?
Yes, it is called Sybil Gage's Stormy Monday Show, and you can find it on Facebook. And I'm into my almost fourth year of doing the show, and it's every Saturday night. It's on WMEL, and it's John and Vern Harper run the station, and they're very, very good people.
So what is it that you want to say through your expressions? Both as the radio host, you're playing a certain kind of music. Does that express your preference for music, your singing and the songs you record? Are they all in one league?
Well, yes. My Stormy Monday show, my slogan is New Orleans music and the best of the rest. So I always pay homage to New Orleans. As a matter of fact, I have a CD out called NOLA Calling, and NOLA is New Orleans, Louisiana, and it's all about my hometown to some degree, and I just have such a great amount of respect for the music and the hard work of the musicians in New Orleans, and I am very well aware that there's a lot of other good music out there, so I try to incorporate both, and I don't have a difficult time doing it because there's so much good music out there.
People pay a lot of attention to your shoes.
My shoes?
Yeah. Do you wear pumps?
Oh, yes, I wear pumps with the little puffs on the top of them when I am performing, which is pretty often.
Yeah, sometimes I do a little something.
I call them powder puff pumps.
Yeah, Roberta, you ever wear pumps?
Occasionally, but they usually they call kitten flats because kitten pumps because they're only like an inch and a half tall.
Yeah.
The heels on them, you know, the little guys.
I'm like you, yes. I don't like them too high, so that's why I had the little puff on the top. It makes them a little extra fancy.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes.
I kind of like my pumps to be a little higher. Richie, what about you?
I leave my pumps low. Yeah.
All right, there's another song that she, it's not a Christmas song, but another thing from Sybil Gage that's kind of cool. It's from her album, Red. Richie, will you play a little snippet of that?
In red.
Could be a Christmas song.
Oh, it's such a
Valentine's
occasion. Yeah.
nothing practical.
Under what circumstances
this
yeah.
gentle invasion of my wanna
wear red.
Sensibility. I have to have it.
So if you have, I'm maybe going off on a tangent here. If you like these pumps, do you wear hats too? I hear you and you remind me of somebody that I know. The way you sound like somebody who can get away with wearing these big hats.
I wear big hats, and I also have a profession of boas, you know, those big, long fur.
Oh, yeah,
well,
you're from New Orleans. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, so I'm very part of the hats and boas.
Do you spend every year at the New Orleans Jazz Festival? Are you a performer?
No, I do not, as a matter of fact. I have I've not been invited to the Jazz Fest yet. I do apply every year, and I know that it's a tough thing to get into, and one of these days I will be there.
I find that that's the kind of strange. I would think, Richie, you guys go. You and Roberta go.
Roberta and
oh,
I
yeah.
go. I'll be on my, this next Jazz Fest will be my 16th, and Roberta's been to at least as many of those. Her husband
yeah,
works
oh.
it.
Well, I've yeah. been to quite a few of them. I mean, you know, I've been to at least 30 Mardi Gras also.
Oh, wow.
So do you perform locally a lot beside your radio program in Melbourne?
Oh, absolutely. I just ended a 3-year stint at Heidi's Jazz Club in Cocoa Beach, and
3 years.
I perform in all parts of Florida, all the way up to New York City. Mm. I do festivals, and those are the most fun of all.
I would think, I mean, looking at this and listening to you, there are a lot of hidden talents, and I say that with capital T, around the country. So I like this Christmas time, the ability that we have to find people like you, who do have a star, and maybe we ought to establish a wall like they do here in Hollywood. We've got a Walk of Fame. We'll do one in Melbourne, and your star can be on the Melbourne Walk of Fame. How's that for a deal?
That sounds like a really good idea. I think actually that Melbourne would embrace that
yeah.
because they're very good to the musicians here. We have a wonderful music magazine, Brevard Live Magazine, that is, I think other places may wish they had something like that, that kind of attention that they do focus on the music.
We'll give John and his brother the idea of doing this. They can start it and promote it and give me credit and you credit if they do it. How's that for a deal? You can be the first star. Sybil's,
high five.
That's it. Sybil Sings is the website, SYBILSINGS.com, SybilSings.com. Let's finish our visit with a cut from her album, Richie Nola Calling, an original sort of boogie-woogie tune called Champagne Daddy. Sybil, continued success. This is fun. I love this kind of stuff. Richie, crank this up, will you, please?
I'm broken,
Sybil.
I ain't got yeah. no sweet-talking daddy. Lend me a dollar bill.
Yes.
I'm
yeah.
broken, I ain't got no sweet-talking daddy. Lend me a dollar bill. Done spent all of my nickels, and daddy gonna stop me still. Yeah, I'm looking for a daddy, and indeed I'm ready. Let him do as he will. I'm looking for a daddy, and indeed I'm ready.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue?
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Ready to sing your song?
Okay, yeah. Guys. Yeah. Let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay!
Chipmunk song from the movie Alvin and the Chipmunks, number one movie during the Christmas season 2007.
The fact that this guy was able to
get these
harmonies and the tempo.
Yeah.
Just using a tape player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the 50s is right. Amazing. I listen to this and I'm just like.
Blade and the. People don't even know how that works anymore because it's all done on an edit screen and a computer.
Yeah, on a computer, it's easy.
Yeah.
You got a plug-in that does it for you.
So. All right, so anyway, this movie, Chucker, what do you remember about the movie Alvin and the Chipmunks from five years ago?
What do you want me to give you, a full plot line?
would you please?
Yeah.
I guess it was cute. My daughter liked it. She bought the DVD. End of story.
Yeah, my kids like the Chipmunk movies. They're fun. Ah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a remembrance. Let's go back even further for our contest movie of the day. This was the number one Christmas movie during this time of 1982. Christmas time, 1982, for this movie. Listen carefully.
Lethal Weapon, Die Hard.
800-510-8255. When I say Christmas movie, I mean Christmas story, kind of. Not a shoot 'em up, bam, bam.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, so anyway, this movie, I think, pretty much speaks for itself. I've never been to see many of these Christmas movies.
Oh, this is going to be one of my favorites, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, let's find out. See if you can recognize the first clip.
I'm taking over all the stores of America next Christmas. That's right. All the kids will be hollering for me. They won't want no teddy bears like you.
No, I don't know that.
800-510-8255. You know that one, Chucker? We got enough? We got to give you some more.
Yeah, more.
More, Richie. More.
Of all the things in the store, you wanted a friend. If you want a friend, you don't buy a friend.
Got it.
800-510-8255. You know the answer?
Comics of all time, and didn't know.
Drugs ruined his life. Yep. Meanwhile, they were funny, wonderful together, and he ruined it all with his drug habit. Here's the last clip.
You never cease to amaze me. Every time I think you're a rotten little kid, you do something real nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Chucky, you got it figured out, right?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, even Roberta might have figured this one out by now. 800-510-8255. We'll have the answer to this, Chuckers Movie News, predictions for what will happen at the box office, new movies, that sort of thing, plus my quick review of Dallas in a moment here on Good Day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
All right, before we get the answer to the movie question, let's find out what movies are playing and opening this weekend, Chucker.
The one big one is Peter Jackson's The Hobbit, which clocks in over 4,000 screens.
Yeah.
Targeting, tracking at a $95 million plus opening weekend. Now, if you do get a chance to see The Hobbit, or you can go on the internet, Warner Brothers has attached a new one-minute trailer to the new Superman movie titled A Man of Steel, which hits theaters June 2013. Don't show a lot of storyline footage, but it does look epic. This will be the first Superman movie dubbed that John Williams' iconic score that was used originally in 78, Superman the movie, will not be heard. Hans Zimmer, who did The Dark Knight and Gladiator musical score, did the score to this film, and I must say it sounds really, really good. And finally, I'm hosting a screening of It's a Wonderful Life at my community theater Sunday night, and we're heading to a 180-seat sellout.
Good for you.
Wow, very cool. Good for
you. I think they're coming to see me, to be honest.
Of course they are.
Absolutely.
I watched 3 episodes of the new Dallas on the plane coming out here last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I was hooked. I never watched Dallas before in my life. It really is quite a good story.
It is very good.
Yeah. All right, Susie in Alaska, what's the name of the movie?
Richard Pryor and the Toy.
That is correct. Richard Pryor stars in the Toy, so you get our prize, $150 worth of wonderful cosmetics from...
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.